It's Thursday, December 28th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Coptic Christians are still preparing to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus, traditionally on January 7th, and as a result, Egypt is bumping up their security around the churches. Just last Friday, hundreds of Muslim demonstrators attacked a Coptic church south of Cairo, injuring 3 people. The World View spoke to Claire Evans with international Christian concern about why Christmas is a dangerous holiday for Christians in the Middle East.
It is a leap of faith for them to go to church on Christmas, on holidays like Christmas and Easter, because these are the days that are often chosen by extremists as days to commit acts of violence. And they choose that because the number of people who attend these types of worship services, it only increases the number of casualties. And also, by attacking churches on these kinds of holidays like Christmas, it's a psychological tactic as well. It's aimed at discouraging Christians from publicly practicing their faith.
Having visited Egypt recently, Evans commented on the faith of Christians there amid attacks and threats of attacks.
Despite all that, Christians, they're really strong in their faith. They're still going to church. They're still engaging in Christian community. It's just, unfortunately, the circumstances are less than ideal and dangerous even at times to go to churches.
Thank the Lord that these brothers and sisters in Christ fear God more than man, and they are still celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ to bring light into the world. Paul declared in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The Islamic State has lost 98% of territory it once held in the Middle East. About half of the Islamic Caliphate has been recaptured since President Trump took office last year, reports Fox News. On Wednesday, the United States-led coalition against the militants said less than 1,000 ISIS fighters remain in Syria and Iraq, down from nearly 45,000 2 years ago. Iraq and Syria have both proclaimed victory over ISIS in recent weeks after several years of fighting. And Christians are beginning to return to their ancient homelands in these regions, many celebrating Christmas for the first time since their displacement. In a Christmas message, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May said the English people should, quote, take pride in our Christian heritage and the confidence it gives us to ensure that in Britain you can practice your faith free from question or fear, end quote. A YouGov survey for the UK Times found 65% of respondents in the British public said politicians should, quote, keep their religious views separate and not allow them to influence their political decisions, end quote. 14% supported religious influence in politics, and 21% supported neither option or were unsure. This comes as a record 53% of Britons claimed to have no religion, according to the British Social Attitude Survey this year. Speaking of God's wisdom, Proverbs 8:15 says, "By me kings reign, and rulers decree justice." In its first year of legal-assisted suicide across Canada, the nation murdered over 2,000 of its citizens. Quebec was the first province to pass a, quote, medical aid in dying, end quote, law, which came into effect in December of 2015. A study found 48% of doctors in the major city of Laval, Quebec, said they would be willing to perform euthanasia before assisted suicide became legal. However, after the law passed, 77% of doctors in Laval, Quebec, could not stomach the murderous practice and chose, quote, conscientious objection, end quote, to refrain from euthanasia. The United States is cutting $285 million from the 2018 to 2019 fiscal year budget of the United Nations, an organization involved in supporting abortion for decades. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley stated Sunday, quote, "The inefficiency and overspending of the United Nations are well known. We will no longer let the generosity of the American people be taken advantage of or remain unchecked," end quote. This comes after President Trump threatened to withdraw funding to nations that voted in the United Nations to reprimand the U.S. for proclaiming Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And finally, Spain's best-known soccer player, Ricardo Isaacson dos Santos Leite, popularly known as Kaká, recently acknowledged his faith on social media amid plans to retire from the sport, reports the Christian Post. Kaká posted a picture on Twitter wearing a shirt that said, quote, "I belong to Jesus," end quote, noting, quote, "It was much more than I could ever imagine. Thank you. I'm now ready for the next journey. In Jesus' name. Amen," end quote. In the past, Kaká has said, quote, "It may seem that I have everything. Due to my wealth and fame, some people ask why or if I still need Jesus. The answer is simple. I need Jesus every day of my life. His word, the Bible, tells me that without him, I cannot do anything," end quote. As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, December 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.